very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, and welcome back to The Run-Through, your favorite figure skating podcast, where we talk about all things that make us kiss, make us cry, and make us talk about World Team Trophy.
That's back, baby. Right, Ashley. It's back. We're back. I want you and I want the listener to know that, yeah, do I still sound sick? Yes, but I want you to know the journey that I got to get here. May I take a moment on this figure skating podcast?
You may, please. I'm ready to be transported.
Okay. I wasn't feeling great when we recorded last week, but you know me. I put on a brave face.
You did.
And you were so accommodating because we had already agreed on a time, and I said I can't do it because I was like, I'm gonna lose my voice. Not I'm gonna lose, it will be lost by then.
Well, as someone who recently had to work through a lost voice, I understand the trials and tribulations, so of course I was going to be accommodating.
I knew you would get it, and I knew you would understand, and I knew you would give me grace.
Gold.
Yes. And when you gave that to me, I said, okay, it's time to really buckle down, get the body in order. And so later that afternoon, we recorded, and I am speaking of last week. And when we recorded, my voice was okay. Then I edited the episode, and as I was editing the episode, I fell into what I can only describe medically as a personally induced coma.
Okay.
Because as soon as I took that brave podcasting face off, I really fell deep into the depths of what I would call and what the medical community calls influenza. And I was in bed, bedridden, asleep for until Saturday. From Wednesday
days
until Saturday. Oh,
days.
Yeah. I have not been this sick in a very long time. And I pinpointed.
Do you think this was influenza?
Well, what else?
Well, what's on the loose right now? Measles.
Well, it's not measles. It's not smallpox. This was a big pox in the form of a flu.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
And I know it's the flu because I've only had the flu one other time. Can I let you know when?
Tell me when.
It was December 2013, about 2 weeks before the 2014 U.S. National Championships. And I have never forgiven myself for being so weak to contract the flu. And also so weak to not recover from it in 2 weeks. And I finally now, I am giving myself the grace to go, no,
oh,
that was
this
pretty
is such
bad.
A good full circle moment for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's full circle. Because I remember being so sick in bed, December 2013, going, it'll be all right. And it wasn't all right. And then not just 11 and a half years later, I'm sick in a different bed going, oh, it was really bad because I have not felt this flu since then. And the flu is bad. It's so bad. It is so bad.
It's
so I
so
give
bad.
Myself some grace now.
Oh, good. I'm so happy to hear that. I often think when I fall ill these days, how crazy it was that we'd be like, well, still going into the rink. Got to get my run through done.
Right. Because like, the worst thing you could do is not be sick, but is to not do cardio while you're sick.
Miss a run through.
Yeah.
And I would truly, if I was going to tell Raf I wasn't coming in, like, listen, we, as in me, I make fun of my work ethic all the time. But that's in jest. I was a hard worker. Mm-hmm. And if I was going to call Raf and tell him that I wasn't coming in for the day, it had better be because a limb has been severed and I'm just working on patching it back up.
Yeah. Well, because Ashley, I'll say part of working hard is also putting on the performance of working
hard. The theatrics of hard work is arguably the hardest part.
For some, yes. And I think
for me,
that's
it came
where,
naturally.
Yeah, it's where you would shine because come hell or high water, you're coming to the rink.
Sure. And then putting on a show once I arrive there because it's such a big deal that I even pulled myself out of bed.
But and arguably, that is the hardest part. Because once you get there, you'll get something done.
The number of times that I have showed up to the rink with flu-like symptoms and yes. still done at least a short program and sections of a free skate. Like, that's crazy.
No, it is crazy. It's wild, like, because I really could not get out of bed, and I would take the dogs on a walk and then have to, no exceptions, take a 3-hour nap.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
It's exhausting to be performative.
And you were doing a triple-triple combination.
Well, not 2 weeks after I had the flu. I was doing some triple jumps.
Oh my God. This sport is just truly so crazy. Crazy. I'm happy to hear that you're on the mend, that you're working your way back towards a semblance of self that is aligned with health and well-being.
Thank you.
Yeah. Figure skating world. Oh, wait. We started this conversation off the pod and I said, pause. We need to have this on the pod. It's very related to what we were just talking about because you've had a lot of time to be on TikTok while you were bedridden. Mm-hmm. So please tell our audience what you had started to tell me.
Okay, so on TikTok, there is this trend of people playing that dun 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 dun.
You know I skated to that?
I do know that you skated to it. That was a really good program, but you just couldn't get over the fact that Juliet was a teenager.
No, wasn't that King Henry VIII? That's not Romeo. Is it Romeo and Juliet or is it King Henry V or VIII?
I know what you're talking about. Yes, it's Prokofiev, I think, and not Tchaikovsky.
You're right. I should never challenge you on music.
No, but I know what you're thinking of because I
also
loved
skated
that
to that
program because you did a forward lunge into a back lunge while whipping your head to King Henry.
And then I did a high kick vag to the boards.
That was such a good... Okay, if you really want, like, because that's the last 90s woman's program that was ever done in a competitive space, but in 2008. Is that correct?
Fuck you, that's so true.
No, because, like, you did a program that I would have seen, like, three times, because the skaters used to do, if you remember during the Grand Prix, they used to do three, and they would have to choose which one was a non-scoring event. Mm-hmm. So, like, they would do three Grand Prix, they'd have one non-scoring. So I would see these bitches do the same program. I'd see Maria Butryskaya show up at Trophy La Ligue, and then she'd be at Nations Cup the next week, and she was doing a world tour. And I would watch it on ESPN or ESPN2, and it reminded me of those programs that I would see.
1,000%. 1,000%. Yes. Some of Shirley Hughes's best work, RIP, her funeral is actually this Thursday.
She passed away?
Oh, I thought you knew. Yeah, peacefully. So Shirley Hughes, one of my original coaches in DC, and arguably the woman who turned me into the consistent skater that I was known for. She just knew how to train an athlete. She knew how to really develop a young athlete. And Derek Delmore and I both trained under her. And she was a huge part of my career and, like, definitely didn't get the kind of credit that she should have, but she made me, she gave me the base that I kind of learned how to flourish from. So, shout out to Mrs. Hughes, who really made me the skater I am today. And I'm so sorry that you had to deal with me in my formative years because I was horrid.
Well, let me say this. Mrs. Shirley Hughes was a figure skating icon.
Icon.
This woman demanded.
Demanded.
Demanded that you would not travel in anything other than a slack and a collared shirt.
Yep.
She was always polished and you were polished. This is also completely aside from the fact that, yeah, like you were consistent. This girl wouldn't fall. This girl wouldn't make a mistake.
I was not going down. Some things were going to be on 2 feet, but I was going to stand up.
No, you were going to stand up. No, Mrs. Hughes was such a good coach. Oh, I'm so sad. I'm so sad. Shout out to Mrs. Hughes.
Shout out to Mrs. Hughes. Shout out to power skating. Those who know, know. And that the jump drills that the kids are doing at like U.S. figure skating camps now, I'm like, Shirley Hughes invented those.
What's a Shirley Hughes jump drill?
So you would be skating laps and you had to do 4 of every jump on each side of the ice. So I'd go axel, 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 sow, 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 sow. And you weren't allowed to stop until you got all of that done.
What so happens like, if you made a mistake?
I'm trying to think. I don't know if I had to start over or if it was just like you have to get it done. So it was more, I think, focused on you have to rotate your jumps.
Okay.
Like you have to rotate it and that's it. Because I would be doing my cheetah double axles and... It took me 4 years, but eventually stood up. But back to TikTok and your viewing. What were we talking about?
Okay, right.
How did we somehow got to Mrs. Hughes?
Okay, so we were talking about your most unhinged opinion, and it's this music.
Oh, the music, yeah.
And people are asking, like, what's your most unhinged beauty secret? Not like I drink water, but like. People ask me if I got surgery kind of secret. What is it?
Okay.
One thing I loved about that one was somebody wrote in the comments, I got surgery and told people I didn't, which I think is very funny. but there was one where it was, what's your most unhinged figure skating opinion?
Okay. Ugh. These always make me nervous because fans are really mean.
No, there's a group of people who have rallied the internet to really make it hard for me sometimes. And believe me, they are too preoccupied with putting me in a Trusova edit to say anything bad to you. They are working overtime. Believe me, they're working overtime. They're working overtime.
You will
come away from this without a scratch.
I understand that we have hot takes on some of the Russian skaters, but like, what have you said that is so unforgivable?
So I did an interview right after the ladies free skate. And I don't know, I was asked a few questions about it. And I said, and this wasn't the best way I could have phrased it.
Mm-hmm.
I said that her skating is even worse than her attitude. Now, she did throw a temper tantrum.
Could we polish that up?
We could.
Sure. Polish it up.
But
as someone who also has had a publicly bad attitude, I do feel like I can say this. She had a bad attitude and was also traumatized.
She
like,
did,
you
yes.
know?
I'll be honest, not the nicest thing I ever said. When you read it, but when you hear me say it, you know what I'm saying. It's not that deep.
Right. Well, it is because now it's been years of videos attacking your character.
Yes. And they're like, you could never do 5 quads. I'm like, you're absolutely correct. Right.
Honestly, like if it's true, it's not going to make me feel bad.
No. And then they show like a video of me either like landing weird on something and then it's followed by like,
Wait,
like I'm
really
unstoppable.
Making...
And then it's like 5 quads in a row. And I'm like,
I'm actually making these videos.
And they're like, you are double her age. I'm like, first of all, you're taking videos from now 8 years ago and talking about something that happened now 4 years ago.
Oh my God. I can't wait for them to switch over to like being focused on how you'll never be a mother.
Which I won't be. And you know what? I'll say this. I think that like skater to skater, we can be pretty brutal to each other. But like we all get it. Do you know what I mean? Like We get it skater to skater. So I wasn't...
Skater to skater gets it, yeah.
It's different. It is different. But okay. I was so like, I know I'm going to be... Well, I know I'm going to be in this because
sure.
Come TikTok, they are going to throw on a Trusova slander Adam Rippon edit.
Sure.
And
I didn't know this was like still happening.
I get tagged in a video once a day, a few times a day, and it's always, I'm putting my armor on, and it's just the
same
me stepping out of
You know
some...
that I've had to mute the word horse on Twitter because so many like Russians and Russian bots tell me I have like a big horse face, which I'm like, no, I know.
No, do you know I've had to like block the rat emoji on my Instagram because one time there was this clip that I did in a Cosmo video that it made it sound like maybe in a way I agreed that Kanye West should have gone up on stage and stolen the award out of Taylor Swift's hands. And they insinuated that maybe I thought, hey, that guy actually had a point there. And I was bombarded with the rat emoji because it was like along the same time I was like in the Taylor Swift music video. And I would get these comments. And the funniest one I ever got was, oh, Taylor always chooses the wrong friends. And I was like, what?
Oh my God.
Why are you throwing her under the bus now?
Right. How is she involved in this? You rat.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you're a rat. And when I say you're a rat, I'd like to welcome on someone else to the podcast.
Famous rat.
I joined this call 3 minutes ago and listened to all of your online slander from, I assume, Trusova yes. fans based on context clues. And then I get welcomed as a rat.
But the rat such king. A nice, no, you can be the rat
listener.
King.
No, she was. I called her a rat after she was being a little mouse.
Yeah. Yeah, this is an upgrade.
So I want to apologize for calling you a rat. That's a bit strong.
Yeah, mouse what is, I'll accept.
Okay. Mighty as a mouse. Sneaky as a rat. That's me. I was, yes, talking about Trusova fans. If I give them one thing, it's that they know how to edit a video quickly.
To see a song.
I'm putting my armor on. And I can close my eyes and it's me like hopping and hobbling out of a double loop. I'm like, no, you guys, I get it. You could never do 5 quads. I'm like, you're right. I probably didn't even do 5 clean ones my whole life. Regardless, why was I being called a rat? I was being called a rat by Swifties this time.
Oh, well, happens.
Believe
I don't know how
me,
much overlap there is between the Swifties and the Trusova bots, but it doesn't surprise me. There's some.
There is some. So, yeah. But there's less than you think, more than you'd expect.
Well, I'm sorry for being late, you guys. I really enjoyed your episode last week. I'm excited for all the things that you promised the listeners mid-podcast.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah. What did we promise?
Well, I was
getting the flu.
I was promised a YouTube series with Lori Nichol. I was promised a skating 101 lore series that we're going to do this summer.
We should.
Just lots of... I mean, we've talked about that off
camera before.
I thought
those were two great ideas.
Yes.
We've talked about that before. We should do it. For sure.
I think we really should. We should start a Google Doc in... as now everyone knows,
a white sheet.
Have you guys already talked about World Team Trophy today?
We haven't touched it. We've been waiting for you because we knew you were coming.
We've been trying to tell one story this entire time and actually haven't finished it yet.
Oh, okay. Well, don't let me interrupt. I want to hear the story.
No, actually, please, because I don't think that there's an ending.
Sarah, do you have an unhinged figure skating opinion?
Opinion?
That people?
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, that's what we
anything.
Were talking about. Because yeah. I was, because I've been so sick, I've been watching a lot of TikTok. And one of the videos I came across, it's like there's this trend of like, what's your most unhinged opinion in several different topics? And one of them was figure skating. And I was telling Ashley, I was like, I know I'm going to open this and I know I'm going to be in this because there are some real big Adam Rippon deniers out there who go, he's not real. He's not
well,
real.
I don't understand how that's an unhinged opinion.
Well, I was surprised to find that there were people who were very timid to go, I kind of agree with him sometimes. And that was their most unhinged
opinion.
That
was the unhinged part?
Yes.
I love that.
Wow.
Now, I want to know if you, Sarah, and if you, Ashley, have your most unhinged opinion.
I don't know if I'd classify a lot of my opinions as like unhinged. I think I have opinions that maybe not everyone agrees with.
Like unpopular.
Yeah. I mean, like one of my things is, and I don't think this isn't as common as maybe it was in previous seasons, but I do think women should wear dresses. And I am like,
and you mean off the ice?
No, in all cases.
Knee length and longer.
Me, who's like never seen outside of sweatpants or a pair of jeans. I'm like, women should be in dresses. But I really like, the pantsuits on the ice don't do it for me. I don't like
okay.
it. And I do like gender equality. I want to say that.
No, I'm glad you said
you
that.
Needed to say
yeah,
that.
You needed to. After you summoned women back to the 50s. I want women to be dressed like Lucille Ball on I Love Lucy.
And I kind of like, do.
Okay. I mean, it was a good make. Nope. Don't say it, Adam.
I don't know. That's like the quickest thing that came to my mind is that's one of the things
that
I know.
That came to you so fast.
Well, I know
so you
that
feel
that
so strongly
was popular
about it.
Because it was like, oh, equality and everything, which again, I do support, but
right.
I was never crazy.
Wherever
about
Ashley
it.
Kane is in this world right now, she's clutching her pearls.
No, she's clutching her bodysuit.
And her pantsuit. Yeah. Not pantsuit, bodysuit.
Yeah, her and Maya Shibutani are somewhere with hand to heart gasping.
Oh, I forgot Maya.
Maya did one of the best ones, I would say.
And I'll also say Ashley did too. Like Ashley Kane always looked, and Carolina Costner. There's very few.
Carolina Costner.
Well, that
did
was
a
Cavalli.
Good.
Let's get real.
Was it?
Yeah. Carolina was always dressed in Cavalli.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Every time I learn something new about her, she's just so fabulous. I remember,
learned
and I will
something
truly
new.
Never
she
forget this.
She retired 8 years ago. She's been skating in Cavalli since 2005.
Like, but I was in a locker room with her once, and she's just like reading a book.
I know.
Which already,
so
you're like, you're superior.
Yeah.
She was, I think, reading a book on Tai Chi.
You know who can read a damn book? Alyssa Sisney.
Who?
That bitch.
Alyssa Sisney can read
a
damn
book.
Book.
Yeah.
Wherever she is right now.
She's
reading.
Probably reading a book.
And she's next to Kurt Browning, who's not reading.
No, but she is reading.
She's reading enough for the two of them and then some.
And us. And the three of us.
Hey, I read.
For the two
I read
of
two,
us.
Two, actually.
For the one of you, Adam. Ashley and I do read books.
Yeah, we read.
Yeah, we discuss them.
Oh, God. I put my armor on. It's me stepping out of a double loop. Like, here we go again.
Oh,
do you know another thing is, you know how the skating lingo is like, if you do a jump with one arm, it's usually called like a tonneau.
Yeah.
For like
mm-hmm.
Brian Boitano.
Mm-hmm.
And two arms is usually called a rippon.
Yes.
And
yeah,
I
but
saw.
Isn't someone trying to rename it?
I don't know. Good luck.
Yeah.
I'll put
watch.
My arm. It's me making the edit this time. And I saw a tweet, this is like months ago, of going, what do you mean Rippon arms are called that because of Adam Rippon? And they got very upset.
Oh my God.
Literally, in
that's
what
like
other way?
Me and Kimmy Rippon.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Ashley. It's the same. Yes. Like, how did you not realize that that was why?
I think when you don't want to look someone in the eyes, me.
Truth.
Yeah. You'll look towards the skies. You'll make up your own stories. And you go, Rippon is such a common name. And that's the reason why.
There's so many Rippons in figure skating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two, as Ashley just learned.
Well, Sarah, since we have you, should we touch on World Team Trophy?
Sure. I'm happy to do that.
Because it's about to start happening.
Yeah.
I am really excited for the Georgian team.
Yeah, I think, I mean, this is going to be a fun event because so many great skaters are going to it because they're, you know, making good money to go.
It's the best payday you are ever going to get.
Yeah, the appearance fees are nice and the prize money is nice too. I think the pot this year for prize money is $1 million US.
Oh my God.
Back. I am coming back. That's amazing.
But yeah, so I think it's, yeah, a lot of the best skaters in the world are doing this. I think the Georgian team, yeah, it would be nice for, it would be nice for Gubanova to get a little
redemption
moment here for them.
I'm concerned.
I think it was so out of character the way that she skated in Boston. Like, I don't think that she was skating perfect all the time.
Like, she had no heart, though. And that's where I get worried about athletes.
I think it's in her best interest that it's, like, not in the Grand Prix series. It's, like, world's done, period. World Team Trophy redo. And I think it's just a redemption arc.
And you're getting paid anyway.
Right.
It's not like you have so much to lose.
Does everyone get paid? I think it's just the top three teams.
No, you get paid.
No, okay. The teams all get paid.
That's
and then
great.
The appearance fees are only for like the top three skaters in the world. And they like look at, it's like world standings. If you're like top three in the world standings, or if you were top three at the world championships, you can get an additional appearance fee.
Yeah.
But all six of the teams will get prize money for being there.
Okay. It's also exciting because, as this is not the way that the team event will be set up during the Olympics, it is the first time we'll get a bit of a preview of what we might
expect to see.
Yeah. Like, least just team-wise. Like, it's going to be the first time we see teams stacked up against each other.
Yeah, the biggest missing piece or pieces, I feel like, are the Korean, South Korea is not doing World Team Trophy, but will probably be a legitimate player in the Olympic team event.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Germany is not here.
Right.
But I think it's going to be a great preview. Okay, let me ask you guys this. Choose your fighter.
Okay.
These are the team captains. Team captain for Canada is Piper Gillis. France is Kevin Amos. Georgia is Nika Igadze. Italy is Charlene Guignard. Japan is Kaori Sakamoto. USA is Jason Brown.
Okay.
Oh, that's so interesting. I thought that they would go Evan Bates.
Yeah, I wondered if maybe because Evan has done it before, if I assume Evan has
been
team
captain. Yeah, they're
like, Evan,
you've been doing
before.
This for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've chosen my fighter.
I want Charlene.
Me too. Exactly.
Yeah, I want Charlene.
You guys will fight over her.
Well, do you want to elaborate, Ashley? Because I will elaborate too.
I just would trust that woman with my life. Are you kidding me? The way that she stormed off the stage,
exactly,
the rage that woman has within her,
exactly.
I trust her, period.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. No, there's no one more powerful to lead you
than an Italian woman.
Than a French woman with an Italian boyfriend.
And an Italian chinchilla.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No one.
Okay, well, I think we're unanimous on that.
Are you too, Sarah?
I was between her and Kaori.
Kaori is, she's
but
not going to be as...
she's too kind. She's so nice.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's exactly correct. That's why I'm like, no, I'm going with the woman who I know is mad.
Wait, did you see the, I think it was on the ISU's Instagram, there was a video of, like, you know, the tiny mic and all the athletes were getting asked who they thought was the funniest?
Yes, I did see this video.
And everyone, like, nominated themselves, which I'm like, oh my God.
What?
But Kaori got so many votes. So many people were like, Kaori Sakamoto, which I didn't know that about her. And I love that.
Did you not ever spend any time?
No.
That's no. funny.
I know.
I feel like
that's her being so funny.
Well, she's always like a goofball.
Yeah, like a little goober.
Exactly. So she is like, she's, I don't know. I think she's like everybody's big sister feeling and just like a goofball. She's like a prankster.
The other person who got a lot of votes was Evgenia Lapreva. Oh.
I believe that.
Yeah, I love that.
Me too. They'll be here.
She's so cool.
For France.
You know what I actually am really excited about? We're going to have a head-to-head of Laura Naki Gutman and Anna Pezzetta.
Yes.
That's going to be really interesting.
It will be, actually, because this is, I mean, it's going to be interesting every time you see them go up head-to-head of who's going to get that spot.
Mm-hmm. So this is kind of like the first of a couple opportunities to see how everything's shaking out.
The U.S. team is good. The pairs event is good. The pairs event has Deanna and Max for Canada and Metelkin and Berilava for Georgia, Conti and Machi, Miura, Kihara, and Yefimova and Mitrofanov.
This is actually a really good pairs event.
No, the pairs event's really good. The dance event. Actually, all of the events are good.
Like, yes.
This is the benefit of doing the appearance fees. Like, we make a joke about, like, oh, they're there to get their bag. But this is the benefit of doing an event like this with money, because it incentivizes people at a hard time to compete after the World Championships to come and do well.
Oh, I needed to be incentivized. Competing in April?
Yeah, it's hard.
But you know what it
was? These athletes are tired.
I don't know. Yeah. Just because it was new, you didn't have everybody signed on. But like when Ilya started this season, when Yuma started the season, when Amber started the season.
Yeah, they knew.
They knew. And it was just like in their head that they would be doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, 2009 was the first one. 2011, it was canceled because of the tsunami.
Yeah, right.
And then that's how we got into 2012. Then it was 13. Then it was 15, 17. So it's after that, it's been every other year.
Okay.
I love watching World Team Trophy. I know that the skaters don't always like being there, but I love to watch it. I feel like it's a really fun look at the material that they're so comfortable with.
I think that the skaters all like it now because, again, like, it's just not something that feels like borrowed time. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not this, like, event thrown in at the last second. It's like, you know it. It's been going on for over 10 years. You're fully familiar with it. The best skaters in the world do it. You know, it made sense that, like, Yuzuru Hanyu wasn't going to do it. It just, you would kind of know that and be like, he's going to put everything he has into Worlds. Not that anyone isn't doing that now, but it's just like, it was a new event. Why go? Why get tired? Why risk injury? Why put yourself out there? And now it's just like, it's one of those things where you're like, no, it's on the calendar. Of course I'm going to do it.
And it's fun.
It is fun. It's very fun.
The scores are always a little funny.
The scores are insane. They're so fake. Any, like, personal best at World Team Trophy, those are judges being like, you are tired and we commend you.
Yeah, right. And you're in front of a Japanese audience that was very enthusiastic.
Yes. <Yeah. laughs> Ashley, you said the first one was in 09?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what a team. Jeremy Abbott, Evan Lysacek, Rachel Flatt, Caroline Jang, Katie Denny, and Jeremy Barrett, Tanith and Ben.
Wow. It feels crazy to think of Tanith and Ben on a team now. Because they're like legends.
Cynthia Phaneuf was skating. It was Patrick Chan, Vaughn Chipper.
Love Vaughn.
Cynthia Phaneuf, Joanne Rochette, Jessica Dubé, and Bryce Davidson, and then Tessa and Scott.
Oh, Jessica and Bryce are just like classic
Canadian
pairs.
Classic Canadian. And then Japan was Takahiko Kazuka, Nobunari Oda, Miki Ando, Mao Asada, Narumi, and Mervin.
Yes.
And then Kathy Reed and Chris Reed.
Kind of like we're at the time now where like enough time has passed where I'm like, those are famous legends now.
Yes.
They live in history.
Easily. Yeah. No. It's a really fun event. I am excited for the skaters to get one more chance just to kind of... I'm excited that we get to see one more Squid Games program. Like, what program are you excited to see one more time?
You know who I'm dying to see is Morisi Kvitalashvili.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea what his programs are right now, but I...
I don't think he does either.
Right. So I'm excited. I'll say I'm excited to see the mystery programs of Morisi.
When I saw that he was doing this event, I was like, this makes sense because there's a possibility of him being able to go to the Olympics again with Georgia most certainly having a spot in the team event at the Olympics. And I thought, of course, because if this was an opportunity available to me, I'd go, yeah, wheel me out and let's just see how this goes.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
How bad could it be?
Exactly. Well, I have to wrap up. I'm sorry I'm in like the middle of this crazy work day, but I have to go and you guys keep going as long as you want. Thank you for having me as a guest on the podcast this week for 20
minutes.
Oh my gosh, minutes.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
A true welcome back to the pod for me.
Now get the hell out of here.
I will.
Yeah, now leave.
All right, bye guys.
Bye.
Bye. Katy Perry went to space.
I'm so scared of that.
Do you want to go to space? I don't.
Okay, wait. Now that Sarah's gone, let's talk about something.
About her.
About Sarah. Ashley, you mentioned Katy Perry going to space.
Yeah, I want to know, would you ever go to space?
No.
Okay. Now, would you ever skate to a program in which you are hypothetically being shot out into space?
Yes, without question. Because Katy Perry and Gail King are orbiting the Earth as we speak.
They're above us in so many ways, but physically.
But now physically. Ashley, would you ever go to space?
What do you think?
Yes.
Abso-fucking-lutely not.
Okay. I didn't want to.
No, I would never. I think people who are like, it'd be so fun to just like fly around in a tin can that like maybe, like, would you ever go on a submarine? I wouldn't do that either.
No, absolutely not.
Right. To me, it's the same thing. Like a little mistake and you're dead. Uh-uh. No, thank you.
Yeah. I have no desire to be underwater or above air.
I don't need to experience zero gravity.
Okay.
I'd like it, but like I don't need to do what I have to do.
But like in a chamber.
Like the planes that dive, like one of those.
No, I'm speaking like in The Sims, where it's like you can buy like a chamber and your sim can
You want
like
a wind
float.
Tunnel.
Yeah, I would do that. Can't they simulate zero gravity at like some sort of NASA training site?
I'm sure, but you're probably going to have to be like spinning at 100 miles an hour in a massive machine. Like the things you have to do to experience it to me aren't worth it. Go take a bath and float.
Float. Try floating.
Go in a salt pod.
No, I'm very curious about the feeling of zero gravity because it's just like there is no up, there is no down.
Yeah.
That's interesting to me. But the idea of being in a thicker plane with more fire doesn't entice me at all.
No. No, 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 no. I like G-forces.
No.
No, I'm good. So yeah, Katy Perry's in space and World Team Trophy is next week. And that's kind of where we're at in the world of figure skating.
It's kind of where we're at in the state of affairs of the world.
Wait, I was panicking when I asked Sarah about an unhinged skating opinion. Do you have one?
Well, I think I have unpopular opinions. For sure. I'm not. I put my armor on. Yeah, no, I have my fair share of them.
I do kind of agree with pantsuits, though. Not pantsuits.
The unitards.
Yeah.
Okay, this is
my crazy about them.
Thing with it, where it's like there's really no elegant way for it to end.
To look at a woman's legs.
No, like you're talking about physique. I'm talking about the way that the... right, has to go how over does it, the boot. Like,
it's going to have to go over the boot, and then it automatically looks so casual to me because it looks like an over-the-boot tight. Yes. It just doesn't – but you can't stop at before boot.
No.
Because then you run the risk of seeing, like, tights underneath or skin, and that isn't the fantasy.
No, there's no like
– boots are ugly.
Yeah, the only – way to do this is to wear a boot cover that like goes into the same color of the thing. And you can't do that. No.
I can't do that. It's like when people wear like the little boot covers that look like Converse shoes. Like
God. And you know something I have a problem with? I hate when people hook under the heel of anything. I'm like, come on, give your foot a chance so it doesn't look like a 2x4 at the end of your leg. Like, give it a fucking shot.
You have a brick at the end of your leg.
It looks like a brick.
Yeah.
And when I see like the girls go out there and they have the tights over the front and then they hook it over the heel, that's a really tough pill to swallow. And that goes for the boys too, because sometimes the boys wear the black boot cover, so like the boot looks really sleek.
Yeah.
And sometimes they go over. So I think sometimes Ilya goes over the heel. The only saving grace is when sometimes like there's the strap that like keeps the pant down where it will like pull up and it will create this like pseudo arch. But I really have a horrible.
When your little boot looks like it's wearing suspenders.
I'm just like, don't hook anything over that heel because. Yeah. It is going to look like you have like a ski boot on.
It totally makes it look like
it
a ski boot.
It looks awful. It looks so atrocious.
I think my hot take that not everyone agrees with is just that if you wear gloves, you're weak mentally.
I agree with that.
Because you're afraid to fall.
Well, and you're
and
like.
You can't convince me of any other way.
Well, or like you can't. The temperature is so shockingly different on my hands. I can't concentrate. I'm like, yeah, it wasn't ever the temperature.
Right. But then, you know, to that, you'll get tagged in 1,000 like Yuzu posts.
Yeah. Where,
wasn't he wearing gloves at some point?
Yeah, but his costumes always had so much going on. And this is like, if you're going to wear the gloves, I have no problem with them. Distract me. And he always
don't let them be flesh colored. That's the thing. If you're going to come out with a glove that is a costume element, I'm not crazy about it. But if you're trying to pretend that your gloves are your hands, yeah, no.
No, I have a big problem with like the mesh gloves where it's like nothing else in the costume would insinuate that you need gloves. Like, I think if you really need the gloves, you need to become the skater that always wears costumes with gloves, not the skater who always wears a costume. And don't tell anyone, but shh, I have a secret. These aren't my real hands. I think that's...
Wait, but you know what will immediately make me change my mind about gloves?
Tell me.
When the gloves have press-ons.
That will make me not change my mind.
Wait, who...
Cowrie
someone
had...
Cowrie.
Nails on
immediately,
her gloves.
Immediately. Fine.
But Cowrie's gloves were so a part of her costume anyway. Like,
hers were like the Breakfast at Tiffany's style gloves, and that is different. That is a garment.
Like opera gloves.
They're opera gloves. Like, if it ends at wrist, get out of here.
No, if it ends at wrist, you need to have a ruffle on the end of it because it's like it's like one of those gloves. I think Yevgenia Medvedeva wore gloves that had like ruffles on the end of them once, like, and ended at wrist. But they were like intentional costume gloves.
I think I know the program you're talking about, and they were cute.
They were cute. And I can say that because she was incredibly strong and skated most of her career barehanded.
Right.
As it's
Which
meant
is
to
a
be
strong,
skated. Yeah, that's
how it, a strong thing to do.
In this
and
day and age.
And save it for the car ride home.
Yeah.
Strong.
Yeah. No. In this day and age, it's one of the strongest things anyone can do, man or woman.
Bare their hands to the public.
Show your palms to the world.
Well, I think that's kind of all the figure skating news that we have for this week.
It is. Can I say one thing that's like on my mind that
something.
I just need to say. Whenever I think of World Team Trophy, I think of the time that we went in 2011, and I think of the fact that I got barefoot shoes the day before I left to go to this event because I saw Megan Duhamel wearing them.
I remember that.
And I remember going, oh my God. Like, and I had never ever worn them a day in my life. And I decided to like warm up to get ready to go onto the ice in them. And I remember walking around backstage being like, how does Megan do this? And I remember panicking to myself going like,
these are the only shoes I have.
Yeah, these are the only shoes I have. It was like, can I wear my like dress shoes to warm up? Because like I need a cushion.
More support.
I was like, how does she do this? And as I think that, I see Megan Duhamel pop out of the curtain, warming up, shoes,
toes
barefoot,
out.
Toes out, soles to the floor. I'm not built like that. I'm not.
No, none of us are, though.
No.
None of us can or will ever be what Megan Duhamel
is.
I dyed my hair red because of World Team Trophy. I put on a synthetic American red wig.
Please
and was
don't
like,
tell
I look
me.
So good.
That's why you dyed your
hair. And that's
why
I dyed my hair red.
That's insane.
I can probably find the picture too.
I'm sure.
I remember looking at it being like, I look hot.
And you're like,
I'm in the least attractive thing you could be in, which is American flags.
And like a blunt cut wig bob with bangs.
I'm going to find it and you're going to be like, oh, okay, I do kind of see this.
No, I'm sure that I can like, I can close my eyes and I can see it now because I can see two red, white, and blue streamers in your hand shaking them and you going, yeah, I'm going to call my hairdresser and we're going to do this.
And we did. Yeah, no, that was, for me, the turning point. It's what made me decide I was going to be a redhead, and I never looked back.
No. World Team Trophy did a lot of things for us. It made me realize that I needed soles on my shoes, and it made you realize you needed to dye your hair red. And that I'm not built like Megan Duhamel.
One of my favorite pictures of us is when you have white hair and I have red hair and we're in a
Japanese taxi.
Japanese taxi going to Disney on Ice.
Yes. Oh my God. That is one of my favorite pictures. We look unrecognizable.
I know. Well, you Facetuned us. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm so beautiful. Okay, everybody.
On that
note. That is the run through. We ran through a couple of things.
Yeah.
We will be back next week to talk about everything that happened at World Team Trophy. And until then, if you guys feel so inclined, as we start getting into the less skating heavy months and you want to start sending us mailbag ideas and questions, please, please, please. We have a running list and eventually we'll get to them. So keep sending them our way.
Yes. And we always do say like we're going to come up with a plan for recording in the summer, but we will do that.
Not.
We'll figure it out. I think we proved that like, yeah, we might disappear, but we will come back. Because I do
we'll
think a lot of people were worried that like it's over. And it was far from over.
It's not. It's far from over. I love the lore episodes. I think we should definitely see if we can get some skaters on the pod while we know that they're in their off season.
Yes. Also, wait, that being said, the fear of us going away, we're the only ones scared of it. Everyone's like, please.
Yeah. Please leave.
This is our 71st episode.
What a
milestone.
Good number to celebrate.
I know, but I remember thinking like earlier this year we needed to celebrate our 50th and we forgot it. So I think that we're going to have to do a big celebration for our 75th. That sounds pretty good.
I think 75 is a good
Or should
number
we just wait till 100?
I mean, I'm
close.
All for celebrating. We're so close.
We're going
to
forget, by the way, too.
We will. We're going to be like, it's our 102nd episode.
Okay, I'm done. Goodbye.
Goodbye.